This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Maharashtra government's efforts to ensure all-round development in remote and moist-affected areas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This will certainly boost ease of living and pave the way for even more progress." He congratulated the people of Gadchiroli and the surrounding areas. A total of 11 Naxalites surrendered yesterday before Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in Gadchiroli. Mr. Fadnavis said Maharashtra will soon become free of the Naxal menace, given the rise in the number of Maoists laying down their arms and the movement failing to attract recruits. The Prime Minister has said that the Open Network for Digital Commerce has contributed to empowering small businesses and revolutionizing e-commerce. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is playing a vital role in furthering growth and prosperity. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said ONDC has launched in 2021 by the Modi government with a vision to democratize e-commerce in India. He said that over the past 3 years, it has achieved numerous milestones and empowered business, especially small enterprises, by creating a level of playing field for them on the network. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar has said that the government is committed to working for the upliftment of nomadic and semi-nomadic communities. While chairing a meeting on the welfare of the denotified nomadic and semi-nomadic communities in New Delhi today, the minister urged the states to collaborate with the center to make sure that these people are not deprived of the basic amenities. He highlighted that the lack of documents of these people is a major problem, as it does not allow them to get benefits from the schemes of the central government. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions to prevail during late night and early morning hours in the parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh today. Similar conditions are also expected to continue over Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and the northeastern states till tomorrow. Talking to the media, IMD scientist Soma Sen Roy said that heavy rainfall or heavy snowfall as well as thunderstorm activity over Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh is expected over the weekend. IMD has also advised the fishermen to not venture into the Gulf of Mannar and the adjoining Kamarin area, the southwest bay of Bengal and the southern parts of southwest Arabian Sea over the next 2 days. The movement of several trains is affected as a dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing lost visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 43 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 5 hours. This include the Padmavat Express, the Kalanindi Express, the Sram Sakti Express, the Mahabodhi Express, Ashram Express, the Vikram Seela Express and the Kaifiyat Express. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. India has completed the fencing of over 9 kilometers of its border with Myanmar and work on the road along the fence is in progress. The fencing has been done at Moray in Manipur. The Union Home Ministry stated this in a report published recently. The construction of around 21 km of fence and road was awarded to Border Road Organization in February last year, for which the work is in progress. The country shares a 1,643-kilometer long border with Myanmar, which passes through Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur and Mizoram. The ministry added that out of the 1,472-kilometer border has been completed. Construction work on 2 pilot projects on a hybrid surveillance system in Arunachal Pradesh and Manipur is in progress. India has extended relief assistance of $5 lakh to earthquake hit Vanuatu to support relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts. An earthquake of magnitude 7.4 struck near Vanuatu's coast in the South Pacific Ocean of the 17th of last month, causing major destruction and loss of life. India extended its deep condolences to the government and the people of Vanuatu for the damage and destruction caused by this unprecedented disaster and conveyed its readiness to extend all possible support and assistance in this time of difficulty. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.